All right, and our final presentation for the morning, now afternoon, is Christine Cummings. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the committee. My name is Christine Cummings, Executive Director of the Maine Grocers and Food Producers Association, and I have the privilege of standing between you and lunch. As within my title, our title, we are a nonprofit membership organization dedicated to the prosperity of Maine's grocery and food producer industry. We are primarily an advocacy entity and while offering networking and educational events as well. I tend to say that we work to ensure Maine is a food-friendly place to do business. Our industry includes independent storefronts, specialty stores, mom-and-pop markets, chain supermarkets, and convenience stores, as well as food and beverage producers such as Maine's largest dairy operators, Oakerson Hood, to other well-known Maine brands such as Wyman's, Blueberry, Stonewall Kitchen, and Poland Springs, to entrepreneurs and innovators including Maine Grains, Good to Go, Dehydrated Foods, and Bixby & Co., to name a few, just giving you a flavor of whom we work with. We also work closely with the distributor and wholesale partners who help bring products to Maine's grocery stores and supermarkets, such as Pine State Trading, Dennis Paper and Food Services, and Performance Food Service. As noted within the Maine Department of Labor's Industrial Employment and Wages from 2019, Maine is home to 269 food manufacturing companies, 108 beverage and tobacco manufacturers, and more than 250 grocery stores in Maine alone. And interestingly, the Maine story has the potential for 10 to 20% premium in the marketplace, stemming from a study produced by Portland's food incubator kitchen, Fork Food Lab. To no one's surprise, the COVID-19 pandemic has been extremely challenging for our sector, including those who've had to completely change their business models, find new customers, and abide by the abundance of new protocols to ensure Mainers are safe, healthy, and continue to have access to food. We're continuing to help our members navigate the pandemic, including the expectations of the industry. One of the latest reports notes that 55% of shoppers are eating at home and more often since the pandemic began. So we're keeping a close eye on consumer trends and shopping habits, new food preferences that are here to stay, and what that might mean for Maine's food producers and grocers. Of interest to the committee, our members are interested in product stewardship, such as the bottle bill, discussions on packaging, including reduction, recycling, and any potential chemicals within those packaging elements, as well as discussions on plastic bags, food waste, and other sustainability efforts. And so I thank you for the opportunity to introduce myself today, and I look forward to working with all of you.
Thank you so much.